Welcome to the CPF Radio Hour, underwritten by the Cary Playwrights Forum. I'm your host, Glenn Greggs, and here at the CPF Radio Hour, we feature discussions of theater and current productions with artists from the Triangle area of North Carolina. Whether it's an interview, a discussion, or producing scripts on the air, we broadcast every Tuesday from 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time on WCOMFM.org or locally on 103.5 FM via WCOMLP Chapel Hill and Carrboro. The following is a recording of a past broadcast, and you can find this and others through WCOMFM.org or CaryPlaywrightsForum.org. Please enjoy. Hello and good evening, everybody. Oh, I should turn down that music first before I say hello. Hello and good evening, everybody listening out there in the world of radio. This is Glenn Greggs on the CPF Radio Hour on WCOMLP Chapel Hill and Carrboro. And this show is underwritten by the Cary Playwrights Forum. The mission of the Cary Playwrights Forum is to help playwrights and aspiring playwrights of Cary and surrounding areas in North Carolina to develop as dramatic writers through educational workshops, regular feedback sessions with other playwrights, actors, and directors, and the opportunity to collaborate with allied artists in periodic staged readings or productions of their original work. Their vision is to create an environment where aspiring playwrights can work towards their fullest potential in creating plays that are of value to the world. They offer regular feedback sessions for playwrights, and those meetings are held every third Wednesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. second floor conference room at the Cary Arts Center. CaryPlaywrightsForum.org for more information about what they do. And what do we do here on the CPF Radio Hour? We're either producing new plays each week, talking with local artists about their theater goings-ons, or making some other examination of the world of the arts and theater. And if you do want to submit material to us, ideally we're looking for material 15 to 30 minutes in length, but we're open to other ideas. Scripts don't need to be written specifically for the radio, but if you're, you know, all physical improv contact session done to, I don't know, Beethoven, that may not go over well on the radio. The Beethoven might go over well, but the other stuff probably not so much. But, you know, talk to me. I like great performance art. I'm open to strange ideas. If you want to get in touch about these things, CaryPlaywrightsForum.org should have a link to the CPF Radio Hour with more information there. Last week, we had a play that we performed entitled Raising the Statue. That's Raising, R-A-Z-I-N-G. It's a little bit of a pun. By Marilyn Barner Anselmi, featuring Dustin Britt, myself, and Benjamin Tarleton on stage directions. And it was a play about old statues getting torn down, which is something of relevance for some people out there in the world. Isn't it funny how theater can be relevant sometimes? What a wonder. And for this week, I am still not back at 100%. I was laid up with a sinus infection over the weekend, so I was not able to produce a full work for you. However, we will be having some quotes from writers that I like, and I wrote down some lessons that I learned in my year plus of running the show. And some of the things that I've, what I've picked up from that time. So, we're going to have another song or two, and then I'll be right back with you on WCOMLP Chapel Hill and Carrboro on the CPF Radio Hour, underwritten by the Cary Playwrights Forum. And I think that's about everything. Y'all have a nice time until I talk to you again. Ah, thank you for that, St. Vincent. I always worry about playing music on here and then finding out later that, like, an artist might be, you know, trash, like your fave is trash, that kind of stuff. But I don't think St. Vincent is. But, yeah, I always worry about that. Whew. Thanks, I got some folks confirming it for me live here that I'm okay. So, this is the CPF Radio Hour with Glenn Greggs on WCOM, LP, Chapel Hill, and Carrboro. Going to be getting to some what I'm calling cool quotes and lessons learned a little bit later. But right now, though, Cary Playwrights Forum, our underwriters, wanted me to bring something up, a production that they have going on in association with Odyssey Stage Theater. So Odyssey Stage Theater teams up with Cary Playwrights Forum to present a new festival of 10-minute plays this summer, NC 10x10. Each group is producing 5 of the plays, with all 10 shows being shown at each performance, running first at the Arts Center in Carrboro. That's the building right here in the near the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro, July 19th through 22nd. And then the show moves to the Cary Theater for its second weekend, July 26th through 28th. July 26th is my birthday. I'm a Leo. Fire signs. These plays that are being performed in the 10x10 were picked from over 6 dozen submissions. Winning writers span from the state, and their topics range even wider. Ed Southern's Old Jack Spooks the Devil recounts a funny NC folktale. I don't know that folktale personally, but now I want to look it up. So Old Jack Spooks the Devil, I got to look that up. While Wim Coleman's When the Wolfbane Blooms stems from a werewolf attack. Oh, wow. It's an old folktale and a werewolf attack? This is actually incredibly up my alley. Audiences can expect encounters with a menacing doctor, a very advanced ATM, or even Hansel and Gretel. I was on board until a very advanced ATM. I already have financial nightmares. I don't know if I can endure that one. But it does sound like an exciting work. The festival patterns itself on the popular 10x10 in the Triangle that ran at the Art Center from 2001 to 2016. That production used 10 actors, which proved impractical for a show being rehearsed in two different towns. So NC 10x10 is a cast of 23 with separate directors taking on each of the 10 scripts. Performances take place at the Arts Center at 300 G East Main Street in Carborough, North Carolina, July 19th through 21st at 8 p.m., with a Sunday matinee on July 22nd at 3 p.m. The second weekend is at the Cary Theater, or second round of shows, rather, is at the Cary Theater, which is at 122 East Chatham Street, Cary, North Carolina, www.thecarytheater.com, 919-462-2051, July 26th through 28th. July 26th is my birthday. I'm a Leo, fire sign, at 7:30 p.m. with a matinee on Saturday, July 28th at 3 p.m. July 28th is my brother's birthday. I'm pretty sure that makes him a Leo too, but I'm not 100% sure. All right, my squad here at the station is confirming that yes, that would make my brother a Leo. Tickets for these performances at the Art Center are available on their website, artcenterlive.org, or by calling their box office, 919-929-2787. And ticket info for the Cary shows can be found at caryplaywrightsforum.org, and they have all the information there. And for more information, you can check out either Odyssey Stage's website, odysseystage.org, or caryplaywrightsforum.org for the Cary Playwrights side of things. And now I'm going to give my throat a little bit of a break, and then when I get back, we'll get into cool quotes and lessons learned. And so here is another song. And here we go. And may all your favorite songs and your faves, according to that, not be trash. Here's another song. Hello there, folks out there listening. This is Glenn Greggs, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carborough. And I hope you're strapped in, because we're going to do some cool quotes and lessons learned right now. We're going to start with the latter, though. Lessons learned. Here's a lesson I've learned. Close out with your strongest stuff, because that's what people are going to remember. And I admire the women that I'm quoting tonight so much, far be it from me to dare think I could say this stuff better than they do. So, let's get the lessons learned out of the way first, the stuff that I've learned and picked up after about a year of running this show. Thank you to the Crusaders for providing the underscoring for now. Lesson one. You can't control everything. And that's okay. When it comes time for the show, you gotta work with the tools in your toolbox, no matter what condition they're in. Maybe your saw is not as sharp as you wished it was. Maybe your hammer arm isn't as tough as you were hoping it would be. Maybe you don't have all the nails that you thought you would for the job. But for that time, that night, those are the tools you got. And it's better to run than curse the road. May as well try to build the best you can with the tools you got, rather than keep wishing for the tools that you don't have. People will surprise you, for better or for worse, especially once you put them in front of a microphone, or put them on a stage, or sit down and talk with them and try to get to know them. All you can do is control how you're going to react to it and how you want to frame things before you meet up with them and after you've left them. Preparation is not always just making a list or having all your material ready. Preparation is also taking care of yourself so you can keep your head on straight when something goes awry. You don't always know what curveballs life is going to throw at you. But being prepared means you know what you're trying to do with the time that you have. And so if something doesn't go exactly how you were hoping it would, you can at least course correct to get back on the path, because you know where you're trying to get to. Preparation is making sure you can keep your feet under you no matter what waves rock your boat. And sometimes your boat's gonna get rocked. That is the way of things. You'll find allies and friends in unexpected places. You'll find enemies and opponents in places where you didn't expect it. All you can do is try to roll with the punches, and try to turn what you can into a win, and the losses that you have to suffer, try to minimize them. Figure out how you can move on from them. Not to say you shouldn't learn from your losses, but if you can minimize the damage that they do to you, try to, you know, keep the amount of time that they take from you as tiny as possible, then makes it a little easier to deal with those losses. Makes it a little easier to try to move on forward and get back on track to what you wanted to get done. You can always say more, but once you've spoken, you can never have said less. Sometimes, it's not even always about having something good or wise to say. It's also sometimes just about sounding like you're going to say something wise, or like you have something, like you got like a knowing wink to everybody out there that you've got something good to say. And it's coming up. You just gotta keep listening. It's okay to make people think that. You can use it for yourself. But for now, another song or two, and then we'll be back with those cool quotes from sci-fi lady writers whom I admire and respect and look up to. But for now, some music.
Shoplifting. 10-year-old watching the 15-year-old's French kissing. 15-year-old watching the 20-year-old's chain smoking. 20-year-old watching the 30-year-old's vanishing.
Well, hello again, everyone. And now I have for you some cool quotes from writers that I like. This first batch is from Ursula K. Le Guin, both from her books and from her personal writings. She was the writer of The Dispossessed, a Wizard of Earthsea series, and The Left Hand of Darkness, and many, many more. Ursula K. Le Guin is an amazing writer. If you haven't read her books and you consider yourself a fan of sci-fi, you should. So here's some quotes from Ursula K. Le Guin's books, underscored by some music from the Metroid game series. As you read a book word by word and page by page, you participate in its creation. Just as a cellist playing a Bach suite participates note by note in the creation, the coming to be, the existence of the music, and as you read and reread, the book, of course, participates in the creation of you, your thoughts and feelings, the size and temper of your soul. There's another option. You can consider the reader not as a helpless victim or passive consumer, but as an active, intelligent, worthy collaborator. A colluder, a co-illusionist. No man, no power, can bind the action of wizardry or still the words of power, for they are the very words of making, and one who could silence them could unmake the world. When action grows profitable, grows unprofitable, gather information. When information grows unprofitable, sleep. You will die. You will not live forever. Nor will any person nor anything. Nothing is immortal. But only to us is it given to know that we must die. And that is a great gift. The gift of selfhood. For we have only what we know we must lose. What we are willing to lose. That selfhood, which is our torment and our treasure and our humanity, does not endure. It changes. It is gone. A wave on the sea. Would you have the sea grow still and the tide cease? To save one wave? To save yourself? Change is freedom. Change is life. It's always easier not to think for oneself. Find a nice safe hierarchy and settle in. Don't make changes. Don't risk disapproval. Don't upset your syndics. It's always easiest to let yourself be governed. There's a point, around age 20, when you have to choose whether to be like everybody else the rest of your life, or to make a virtue of your peculiarities. And it's a hard one, I'm sorry, everyone. Those who build walls are their own prisoners. I'm going to go fulfill my proper function in the social organism. I'm going to go unbuild walls. There have been great societies that did not use the wheel, but there have been no societies that did not tell stories. You cannot take what you have not given, and you must give yourself. You cannot buy the revolution. You cannot make the revolution. You can only be the revolution. It is in your spirit, or it is nowhere. And now a brief break for my voice to rest, and then some quotes from the next author, Becky Chambers.
Oh, something gold. Oh, something gold.
Hello again. Glenn Greggs on WCOMLP on the CPF Radio Hour. We're doing cool quotes and lessons learned. We have gone through the lessons learned. We are on to the cool quotes, underscored by music from the Metroid game series. This next writer is Becky Chambers. I only know Becky Chambers from two books, soon to be three, but I am a big fan. I call it a blue-collar slice-of-life sci-fi. But rather than like whiz-bang sci-fi, it's like a bunch of people living on a ship just kind of traveling around space together. And I like it a lot. A Long Way to a Small Angry Planet was the first book. And the second book, A Close and Common Orbit. The third book in the series, it's called the Wayfarer series, comes out in about a month. And here's some cool quotes from Becky Chambers. "90% of all problems are caused by people being a-holes." "Well, what causes the other 10%? Asked Kizzy. "Natural disasters." I love learning. I love history. But there's a history in everything. Every building, everybody you talk to, it's not limited to libraries and museums. I think people who spend their lives in school forget that sometimes. Owl had said it was important to know how swearing worked. And it was okay under the right circumstances, but that Jane shouldn't swear all the time. Jane definitely swore all the time. She didn't know why, but swearing felt effing great. In the book, it doesn't say effing. It says a word. "Even unpleasant bastards like us deserve company," he smirked. That's a quote from my wife, by the way. That's not actually a quote from my wife. My wife hasn't said that to me, but she probably would. That's a quote from my wife, by the way, is from the quote. This next quote is from one of the humans talking to one of the alien races on the ship. Kizzy the human, Sissix, the alien species. And they use the term specious, but as in a species exclusionists who don't want other people around who aren't their species. So, what do your crazy speciest do? Kizzy asked. Sissix, the alien, shrugged. Live on gated farms and have private orgies? How is that any different than what the rest of you do? Well, we don't have any gates, and anybody can come to our orgies. We're going to take another small break for my voice to rest, and then we'll be back with some more cool quotes, but this time from Octavia Butler. Welcome back. This is CPF Radio Hour with Glenn Greggs on WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carpero. We're doing cool quotes from sci-fi writers that are cool and I like. We're talking about Octavia Butler right now. Octavia Butler is a multi-time recipient of both the Hugo and Nebula Awards, and in 1995 was the first science fiction writer to receive a MacArthur Fellowship. I first know her from reading her Seed to Harvest series, or the Pattern Master series, but her book Kindred is also extremely well known. She has a lot more books than just those, and I'm seeking to read through them. The most recent one I read of hers was Parable of the Sower, and I hope to read the next in that series, Parable of the Talents, as well. Following are collections of quotes from some of her books and quotes from her herself. I'll do my best to segment them out as I can. Kindness eases change. Love quiets fear. And a sweet and powerful, positive obsession blunts pain, diverts rage, and engages in each of us in the greatest, the most intense of our chosen struggles. All that you touch, you change. All that you change, changes you. The only lasting truth is change. Change, God is change. I'm trying to speak. To write the truth. I'm trying to be clear. I'm not interested in being fancy or even original. Clarity and truth will be plenty if I can only achieve them. Embrace diversity. Unite or be divided, robbed, ruled, killed by those who see you as prey. Embrace diversity or be destroyed. Change is the one unavoidable, irresistible, ongoing reality of the universe. To us, that makes it the most powerful reality, and just another word for God. That's all anybody can do right now. Live. Hold out. Survive. I don't know whether good times are coming back again, but I know that won't matter if we don't survive these times. These things frighten people. It's best not to talk about them. But Dad, that's like ignoring a fire in the living room because we're all in the kitchen? And besides, house fires are too scary to talk about. Your teachers are all around you. All that you perceive. All that you experience. All that is given to you or taken from you. All that you love or hate, need or fear will teach you if you will learn. God is your first and your last teacher. God is your harshest teacher. Subtle, demanding. Learn or die. Sometimes, being a friend means mastering the art of timing. There is a time for silence, a time to let go and allow people to hurl themselves into their own destiny, and a time to prepare to pick up the pieces when it's all over. So I preached from Luke, chapter 18, verses 1 through 8, the parable of the importunate widow. It's one I've always liked. A widow is so persistent in her demands for justice that she overcomes the resistance of a judge who fears neither God nor man. She wears him down. Moral? The weak can overcome the strong if the weak persist. Persisting isn't always safe, but it's often necessary. Beware. Ignorance protects itself. Ignorance promotes suspicion. Suspicion engenders fear. Fear quails, irrational and blind. Or fear looms, defiant and closed. Blind, closed, suspicious, afraid. Ignorance protects itself, and protected ignorance grows. We need the stars. We need purpose. We need the image, the destiny, to take root among the stars and give us of ourselves as a purposeful, meaningful, growing species. We need to become the adult species that the destiny can help us become. If we're to be anything other than smooth dinosaurs who evolve, specialize, and die, we need the stars. When we have no difficult, long-term purpose to strive toward, we fight each other. We destroy ourselves. We have these chaotic, apocalyptic periods of murderous craziness. It's better to teach people than to scare them. If you scare them and nothing happens, they lose their fear, and you lose some of your authority with them. It's harder to scare them a second time, harder to reach them, harder to win back their trust. Best to begin by teaching. A short break, then we'll be back. Hello, folks. Glenn here again. Before I go for this evening, those were all of our cool quotes, but I'd like to play a track here dedicated to my squire and special boy out there, Quinn. So Quinn, here is a song for you.
Drink with me today.
All right, thanks for that, XTC, and thank you for all you writers out there for contributing your words to the collective pool. Thank you in specific to Becky Chambers, Octavia Butler, and Ursula K. Le Guin. All right, rest in power to the latter two of those, and Becky Chambers, keep on writing. I enjoy your stuff. This is Glenn Gregg on the CPF Radio Hour on WCOM LP Chapel Hill in Carborough. Once again, there's that 10x10 play festival coming up. CarryPlaywrightsForum.org has more information about that, and Odyssey Stage Theater, OdysseyTheater.org, or odysseystage.org, rather. And I only have two more episodes that where I'll be on the air here. They'll both be some original plays. Next week is a play entitled Mayhem. It's about wrestling. And then the week after that, I don't have a title for it yet, but that one's about another one of my hobbies, which you'll find out. And as for now, as always, folks, keep your ears open, your eyes up, watch out for yourselves, and take care of each other. Kisses.
Thanks again for listening to the CPF Radio Hour with your host, Glenn Greggs. Our live broadcasts take place on Tuesday nights from 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time on WCOMFM.org or locally in Chapel Hill and Carborough on 103.5 FM. We are underwritten by the Cary Playwrights Forum, who seek to bring opportunities to aspiring playwrights in the Triangle area of North Carolina. We broadcast on WCOMLP Chapel Hill and Carborough, and you can find other past recordings on WCOMFM.org or CaryPlaywrightsForum.org. Music is attributed to Dr. Turtle through Creative Commons license. As always, keep your eyes up, ears open, take care of yourselves, and watch out for each other. Kisses!